It's Yat Pundit's Pub for Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. And welcome to the pub. We've got today is Locals Day kind of thing we're going to do for Tuesdays now that we're back to the, you know, the half hour format. Couple of taps, new taps open at the pub. We're going to talk kind of Mayor Cantrell and politics and a little bit about NOLA.com as we're going here. And the first tap is going to be, we'll talk about party buses. And then the second tap, we'll talk about school zones and the traffic cameras around town. So here we go. Okay, here, let's get started now. A little bit of local stuff going on here. I gotta tell you, we're gonna start with the subject of party buses. And if you've been around downtown New Orleans on a Saturday evening, you know what a party bus is. It's usually they're old school buses that are painted up different colors. Some of them will put disco lights and, you know, blinky, flashy stuff inside. And then they blast music incredibly loud. You charter a party bus. You pull in a couple of ice chests of beer, wine, liquor, whatever you're doing. And then you go out and you have yourself a birthday bash or a bachelorette party bash. Or basically, you got a designated sober bus driver bringing you around town where you're just dancing in the aisle of the party bus and, you know, maybe hitting a bar that you like, that kind of thing. And basically that's essentially the idea. And so, you know, what you're doing is you're raising a ruckus through the neighborhood with all that noise, but whatever, you know, it's kind of a thing in New Orleans. And I am always very hesitant to tell somebody that you can't have your fun. So that said, you know, that's kind of the idea here with a party bus. And that's kind of, you know, basically where they've been at. And as far as my mind's concerned, that's where they've always been. And I, whatever, you know, we're going to the Sanger for the evening, or we're going out to eat, and you park in a parking lot or a garage near Canal Street. You end up on Canal Street at night on a Saturday, and there's going to be one or two party buses along with whatever EMS is going by to mix in the urban landscape and noise of the city. So that's always where I was with it. Turns out that party buses are problematic for the city. And according to Mayor Cantrell and articles in the paper, which, by the way, my go-to, you know, for local news, of course, is NOLA.com. You know, watch a little TV. My wife reads The Advocate, but I pay for the online subscription to NOLA.com, and I'm very pleased with what I get in that respect. So I'm reading in the paper that Mayor Cantrell doesn't particularly think the or feels, I should say, that the party buses are problematic. And I start reading one of the articles about this, and it turns out that none of the buses have a CPNC license. You know, they're not public carriers. They're not registered licensed. They're not like a limo bus or a chauffeur driven type situation where, you know, you call up the limo company and you get the stretch expedition, or, you know, gosh, I remember somebody had a stretch Hummer, and that was really just incredible. Just incredibly bad. But you know, these guys, they have, you know, basically they have hack licenses, right? They're livery companies, you know, they're limo companies. Well, the party buses don't. None of them are in compliance with these kinds of requirements. And the mayor pointed that out and said, you know, well, we're going to give you some time, and they're still, you know, kind of just farting around with it. So it's becoming a bit of a problem. Well, the reason this came, you know, kind of came to my mind is twofold. And one was a productive conversation. The other was just, I'm looking, rolling my eyes at the curmudgeon, the local curmudgeon class on Twitter. Actually, I'm told that the local curmudgeons have a podcast too, which, God, just please, if ever I become a local curmudgeon, just somebody slap me upside the head. But, you know, it's like, so, it's just, you know, and I thank all the gods that ever were that Twitter has a mute feature that I can turn some of these people off. But, you know, sometimes you can't, you miss something with a retweet. You miss the technical of it, and Hootsuite pops up somebody or that kind of thing. And I saw a tweet where there was a comparison between hop-on, hop-off buses and these basically hop-on, hop-on buses and these party buses. And what threw me about that, of course, was what kind of disturbed me looking at that was that the curmudgeon class and curmudgeon Twitter was like, well, I see the mayor is picking on the party buses, but not the hop-on, hop-offs. And I wonder if that has anything to do with the fact that the ho-ho companies, you know, hop-on, hop-off companies are white. And I'm like, well, no, maybe, but the reason she's not picking on them is because they're licensed. I mean, you know, just call me silly, but, you know, they're not breaking the law and that kind of thing. So, you know, we can get into, the whole thing about, it's like, well, these guys are doing it wrong, these guys are doing it right is still what it boils down to, and that's just the way it goes. So now that was the bad conversation, because frankly, it was a stupid tweet. Just the idea of, it's like, you know, well, you got some people in compliance and some people not. Well, then why are you going to hassle the white guy? Just because he's white? No, he's in compliance. You've allowed it in. And of course, that's the curmudgeon class basically not liking the hop-on, hop-off bus. I'm kind of indifferent. I'm willing to listen to other opinions on that as a concept, but I think we're kind of stuck with them at this point. On to the better conversation about this subject was Tim Morris from NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune, the paper. Mr. Morris wrote an interesting article because he was comparing the situation with the party buses and what appears to be the mayor's willingness to extend, give them a bit more of a grace period and let them give them time to come into compliance. But she had no qualms whatsoever about immediately enforcing compliance on with no warning on school zone enforcement, basically dropping the kind of the fuzzy area of the 5 miles an hour. You know, school zones are 20, and usually the cameras wouldn't ticket you. You wouldn't process anything if the rollovers hit you in the 20 to 25 mile an hour range. And then all of a sudden, boom, she's basically ticketing everybody. You know, the camera system is saying, if you hit 20 miles an hour, go from there. So Mr. Morris has a point. Tim, can I call you Tim? I hate to say it that way. I've never met the guy personally. I've never met Jarvis for that matter. And that's where I got to know both of these men is, you know, in particular, when the paper started doing kind of a video point counterpoint between Jarvis DeBerry, who is the more progressive, the more liberal opinion writer, and then and Tim Morris, who is the more conservative opinion writer. By the way, just on a side note, these two are a great match because they're both men of integrity and they're both men of faith. And there's a lot of common, and they're both New Orleanians, so there's a lot of common ground here, and it all kind of works out. And just back and forth on Twitter this morning with Tim, I kind of felt that same thing, where it's like, you know, this guy gets it, right? You know, it's like, we're not going to agree on everything, but we're going to agree at the end of the discussion that there's bigger things out there and that kind of thing. I like to think that would be fun. I could have a beverage with these guys. I'd love to have a beverage with these guys. So anyway, okay. So the idea here is that, you know, he's concerned, and at this point, there's, you know, it's it's a legitimate issue that doesn't go racial like the curmudgeon class did, because the idea of drivers getting no warning versus a business getting no warning, that's all about New Orleans, right? You know, that's just somebody pulling a stunt kind of thing, or I get that. But we're gonna pause, we're gonna take a break, and then we're gonna come back and talk a little bit about school zones, because that's kind of where Tim and I part ways. So we'll take a little pause and we'll come back and discuss that. Back in the pub, pouring now from the other tap. You know, that was a good little pint. Pouring now from the other tap, and we're going to talk about school zones. Now, school zones and traffic cameras in the city have been an issue since Mayor Mitch put them in once upon a time. Now, school zone enforcement, of course, as you know, is you know, just been around since the dawn of time. You got a 35 mile an hour speed limit on a street, 40 mile an hour speed limit on a street. You've got a school going along the way, and basically you set up you set up a zone where you've just got to slow down. These range anything from kind of I don't want to say, you know, very, very unattended. I'm gonna focus, because I walk around a lot in Mid-City. I'm gonna focus on the school zones in the general area of Upper Canal Street around Thurgood Marshall Charter on one side of Canal and South St. Patrick, and then St. Anthony of Padua, which is now the St. Anthony of Padua campus of Christian Brothers, the lower school for Christian Brothers, on the other side, on the south side of St. Patrick, you know, between St. Patrick and Olympia. When you go down Canal Street, boom, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then in the afternoon, which it's like, 2:30 to 4, I think, or something, correct me, you guys ping me online and straighten me. I can't remember what the afternoon hours are for a school zone. But you get the idea. It's like the yellow lights start flashing. You got to slow down. You've got a 35 mile an hour speed limit. Now it goes down to 20. The enforcement for school zones once upon a time was basically you put a police officer, you put a traffic officer out in the school zone, and usually with a radar gun. They used to do that calibrated speedometer foolishness, but you know, the easiest thing was you put a cop out with a radar gun. He pings you, he looks at it, right? You know, it's 20 miles an hour, you're doing 21, 22, he probably lets you go by. You're doing 26, he's going to point at you, pull over, you're going to get a citation. And that's kind of been that was always the way to do it. Enter camera monitoring, and in particular, speed rollovers into the street. So now when you hit the beginning of the school zone, you hit a pair of rollovers that, you know, it's like pop, pop, and that the time with which your tire rolls the first and rolls the second will indicate the speed that you're traveling. And the thing with that has always been, again, you know, that there's always been a little bit of a grace period, just like the cop with the radar gun. You're doing 21, you're doing 22, you kind of get the idea. All of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, the city starts citing people who are going just flat out over 20 miles an hour and be done with it. Now, Tim Morris's complaint here, and that was part, we'll put that article up in the show notes because it's, yeah, he's thought out, he's got a thought out position. His position is that the city basically has all but said they're in this for the money, and if you're in it for the money, the least you could do is warn everybody before you start taking their money. All right, I kind of get that, but then I kind of have a problem. It's because I will agree with Tim that the mayor at face value, does not have the moral high ground here. But here's the thing. It is a school zone. It's a feckin' school zone. You have the moral high ground. You shouldn't be going over the school zone speed limit. It's simple as that. Now, there's school zones. You know, a school zone is actually more like a radius. You know, it's like it's a surrounding, an area surrounding the school. So, for example, if you take a right turn on South Canal in South St. Patrick, you go past St. Anthony Church. When you get back to Bank Street and you get in basically at Olympia and Banks, the school zone signs are still there. They're not up with the flashing lights and there's not rollovers, but theoretically you could put a cop out there, and if somebody's doing 30 miles an hour down Banks, they're going to go through the school zone and they've broken the law. They've got a traffic violation on their hands. All right. That's, you know, to me, the idea there of, you know, putting a cop out in old school radaring one of these back type situations, same kind of thing. Actually, I think there's rollovers on Bienville behind Thurgood Marshall. So that's, you know, another a cam spot. But it's the same kind of thing where, you know, they're kind of in the back. But Canal Street, to me, that's a different story. There's some serious safety issues here. You know, you've got the middle school on one side. The lower school is going down to going down to kindergarten. You've got St. Anthony Parish still runs the preschool back on Cleveland. You know, coming in the back by the convent. So basically, you've got this. You know, parents going around, little kids going around. We're talking little kids here. You know, it's like 4 to 6, really 4 to 10 or so when you start getting into fourth grade kind of thing, you know, in the lower school. The thing, you see, here's my thing about school zones, having been a teacher, having been a parent that's done both the bus rider and the drop off and pick up type thing. Kids get away from you. And it's the possibility of a kid running out in the street, even at 20 miles an hour, you're going to hurt that kid. You're going to, you know, if, but the thing is, if you're consciously slowing down the car, your foot is going to be on the brake. It's barely going to be on the accelerator. If you're consciously trying to get the car down below 20 miles an hour and a kid does something kid-like, which they're going to do, you're less likely to kill the child. And that's my thing. That's my concern here. I get what Tim is saying, that Mayor Cantrell is, you know, in this for the money and that kind of thing. He's got a very thought out argument. I have no truck with these people who start doing, oh, she's just doing a money grab. You know, well, yeah, you know, there are times like parking and that kind of thing. And, oh, God, I can remember. Was it when C-Ray was mayor, and one time they put up the temporary signs for Jazz Fest, and then they started citing the people that were parked there before the temporary signs were put up? It's like the truck with the signs came up, and then the meter maids were right behind them. I mean, just things like that were just, you know, they caught this on TV, and it was just preposterous. This isn't preposterous, okay? She may not possess the moral high ground when she verbalizes what she's doing here, but there is a moral high ground and it's on her side, okay? You get these people that are saying, oh, she's just doing a money grab. Hey, you know what? You want to keep your money in your pocket? Don't speed. If you say you're interested in safety, keep it below 20. You should have been below 20 anyway. It's like, why are you, if you're in an area where safety is an overwhelming concern and potentially little kids getting off of, you know, getting out of hand in that sense is a legitimate concern, why are you calculating what you can get away with? How about you calculate not killing the child? Well, I don't see a lot of kids out there. It only takes one. That kind of thing here. This is a general safety issue. It's that kind of thing. I can remember going back with the when the cemetery's terminal for the streetcar was under discussion for so many years. That money stayed in the bank. You know, the grant uh, part of the Federal Transportation Authority money for the canal streetcar was always to build an off-street terminal to merge the buses and the streetcar together. And I can remember these people from Lakeview. And when I say Lakeview, I'm talking about, you know, way down almost to the levee board subdivisions. And people from Lakeview basically come into these meetings and they're like, you know, we don't want them people. And they didn't use the word people. We didn't want them people in Lakeview. Well, Lakeview is like, you know, who's complaining? The people in St. Patrick number 3 or the people in Greenwood Cemetery, you know, that sort of thing. But man, those crackers were out in force with that. And so, and one of the arguments was, well, you could keep them out of Lakeview if you put the streetcar terminal on Canal, say between like, you know, Bernadotte and St. Patrick or Bernadotte and Olympia. And there was a on paper proposal back, you know, when the line was developed, you know, was being planned, and it was resoundingly rejected because the last thing you wanted was those big old buses turning around and them running over a kid at the public school or the Catholic school. So, you know, it was made more sense from a safety standpoint to push all of that back to the first block of Canal Boulevard. And that's the kind of thing, though, is you've got people who just don't care. And while Tim is making a good argument for why Mayor Cantrell is wrong here, I think the overriding factor should always be the safety of the kid. So that's the kind of thing. And like I said, it was one of the big things, like I said, when, you know, the takeaway, you know, just a few tweets back and forth this morning where we're having a talk about this, and it was enjoyable because neither of us lost our damn minds on Twitter, and that's always a good thing because I'm getting tired of the curmudgeon class. Just like I'm getting tired of a lot of political types, you know, on Twitter because they don't, you know, just on and on and on, that kind of thing. And so, you know, it was just a refreshing little exchange. I stand by my position, you know, and it was it. But, you know, I really do feel that, you know, we've got safety issues with in particular the school zone cameras. Money grabs, we can talk about raising revenue for the city, and, you know, that could be we may come back to that. And, you know, our traffic cameras in general, or, you know, safety enforcement, is that a legitimate way to raise money for the city? But we can go for that. So we'll go with that and hit that at a different time. So that's our two taps at the pub today. Getting a little local politics. Like I say, we're warming up to this. This is kind of the easy stuff, right? You know, it's like this is just, you know, a good little discussion. Throw in a little bit about social media. I follow Tim Morris on Twitter, and I have been for some months now. I subscribe to his paper, and I said that today. These kinds of exchanges with intelligent writers, it's like basically it's like everything, you know, it's really, you know, it's fun, you know, to interact with the NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune writers. It's a joy. It's fun. And I look forward to doing it more, both with, you know, Jarvis has actually, you know, published a couple of things that, you know, dropped things into the paper as me as a guest writer, because he is the deputy opinions page editor with his partner in crime, Terry, and you know, who is the boss lady, and Morris is good. You know, this is a fun group of people, and I'm enjoying that, and we'll continue on with some of these, you know, maybe take some more of these Twitter discussions back here into the pub, because pub, you know, I always say that, that's a subject, that is a beer discussion. Well, you know what? That's what the pub is all about. All right, so you guys go have a good Tuesday, and like I said, I'm going to try to get a tech pod tomorrow out. If not, definitely we'll be back for books and literary stuff on Thursday. So we'll talk to you soon.